I'm standing just inside the Walmart on Lawrenceville Highway, and when Jerry Piegel, who's the head of security, approaches to ask what I'm doing with the microphone, I point to the guy I'm doing the story on, the guy with the small easel and canvas, set up on top of a shopping cart in the produce section. He goes into Walmarts all over the country and he paints in them.
He just paints in them?
Yeah. And he paints things from Walmart, so he's painting your bananas right now.
Oh. Does he paint anything else?
Yeah. Apparently he started out following shoppers around and painting them, with their permission.
Okay.
He used to get kicked out of Walmart.
Really?
Yeah, up until a couple of years ago, and then Walmart said, no, I think this is a good thing to have this guy come and paint here.
Yeah. That's good publicity for us. I mean, it is a banana, but it's a very good-looking banana on that.
My name's Brendan O'Connell, and I'm an artist who's been doing paintings about Walmart. In the last couple days, I've been painting bananas as an homage to Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground banana Andy Warhol paintings.
The day I talk with Brendan O'Connell is a few days after the death of Lou Reed, former frontman of the Velvet Underground. Andy Warhol painted what was arguably their most famous album cover featuring a banana, which is funny. O'Connell, who since 2007 has made dozens of paintings in as many Walmarts, is often called the Walmart Warhol. Like Warhol, some of O'Connell's paintings feature rows and rows of the branded food he sees in the stores, like Coca-Cola or Fritos.
We have a very nostalgic relationship to brands. A lot of people who are buying these see their childhood, and I think nostalgia makes a memory warmer. And so I've been painting very cold things in a warm way, kind of like Edward Hopper used to do.
There's actually something of the impressionistic in O'Connell's paintings. His images of shoppers, products, and whole aisles are indistinct but rendered in bright colors. O'Connell has had no formal training. He never went to art school. But critics have compared his work to that of artists like Georges Seurat. But let's leave the art talk behind for a sec and get down to brass tacks. Why Walmart?
Walmart is the most visited interior architecture on the planet. And consuming is core to human experience right now. And I felt like I wanted a very, like, matter-of-fact, immediate way of addressing that.
He says he doesn't intend any irony in this work. He just wants to paint in a space that regular Americans actually spend lots of time in.
One day I had the image of a young woman looking at a display. It occurred to me that there's a certain percentage of the population that has never been to a gallery or a museum. This visual display of Tide is actually their curated visual experience, much like someone going to a museum, tilting their head, looking at something.
I'm just going to break in here and say that I can identify with this. I am someone who doesn't really enjoy going to the mall. But sometimes, between the window displays and the people watching and the smell of warm pretzels, I kind of do enjoy it. Not for the shopping, for the full-on sensory experience of being in what O'Connell calls a curated space. I get it. Cynthia Fanning, she gets it too.
I'm the deli manager here at the Tucker Walmart store, 2584.
Her deli counter is right next to where O'Connell has spent the past 2 days making his banana paintings.
And it's like cool because this is like a main focus of my boss, those bananas. So just to see him doing the bananas, so it's like it's crazy because what she focused on when you first walk through is making sure that banana table looked good and fresh.
In other words, Fanning too appreciates that curated shopping display experience that O'Connell is recreating in his paintings of the banana section. She's not the only one. O'Connell has shown in all sorts of upscale galleries, and his collectors include people like Alec Baldwin. As for whether O'Connell would call himself impressionistic or modern or some version of pop art,
I think we're in a post-category phase of art.
Art has all these distinctions, he says, highbrow and low, commercial and non.
I don't believe in those distinctions.
And this self-taught artist with a coterie of followers may be the ideal candidate to blur those distinctions as he creates art out of the most ordinary of places. Kate Sweeney, WABE.